Raj.
And this is Julia.
And we are Peppa Pig Productions, Triple P.
Today's episode is about books and movies and how people, animals, or even anything in those books and movies could be leaders.
Enjoy!
Hey Raj, have you ever heard of the movie Endgame?
Yeah, it's my favorite movie.
Do you know any leaders in it?
Yeah, Iron Man. I think Iron Man is among the best in the Avengers and in comic books. I think this because he took care of the Avengers, made many electronic things with so much money, and died for the Avengers, which stopped the war from Thanos.
Oh wow, that's so cool.
Now that you know my favorite movie, what's your favorite movie and what does it have to do with leadership?
Well, I really like Despicable Me. Have you ever heard of Gru?
Oh, the guy with the long weird nose?
Yeah.
Oh.
About time that I get my way, steamrolling whatever I see. Oh, despicable me.
Yeah, what about him?
Gru's planning strategy demonstrates how he's a good leader. He is responsible and is very smart because he wanted to steal the moon and did that by being a good leader.
That's sick.
I really like Despicable Me, but enough about movies. Do you like any TV shows?
Yeah, I really like Henry Danger. Henry Danger is a good show because Henry Danger joined the gang of graffiti artists and spray-painted 12U. Captain Man tries to desperately find his missing sidekick, but Henry Danger secretly joins Captain Man and takes down the gang leader, Vandel.
Wow, sounds interesting. We shared some of our favorite movies. How about someone from the school share one of their favorite movies or books?
Here's a word from Mr. Advento.
Hi, what's your name and what do you do here at school?
Hello, Julia and Raj. My name is Mr. Advento and I am the head of the lower school here at Wardlaw Hartridge.
Cool. So, what is your favorite movie and book?
Well, I have many favorite movies and definitely many favorite books, but let me just pick one book that I perhaps can share with you that is also, I think, a movie. It's called To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee.
Who was a leader in that book or movie?
So there are a number of leaders in that book, but one really prominent leader is a character by the name of Atticus Finch.
Were they good or bad in your opinion?
Oh my gosh, I definitely think he was good because he helped to teach the importance of empathy and understanding other people's situations.
That's a really good leader. Did the leader inspire you in any ways? If so, then how did they inspire you?
Oh my goodness. Well, firstly, I think a good leader absolutely has to be and must be empathetic towards others and their perspectives. So I think that that's something that this leader has inspired me to try to continue to be. Empathy is important because it allows us to really better help people in understanding their point of view and their perspective.
Okay, that was really good. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome, Julia, and you're welcome, Raj. Thanks for visiting.
Bye.
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 Now that you ask me what's my favorite show, what's your favorite show, and how does it have to do with leadership?
Well, I really like Peppa Pig.
I'm Peppa Pig. This is my little brother George. This is Mommy Pig. And this is Daddy Pig. Peppa Pig.
I really like Peppa Pig because Peppa shows how she could be a good leader in playgroup. Peppa loves helping her friends and cheering them up when they are sad. So overall, I think Peppa is a good leader.
That's really cool.
We know a couple of our favorite TV shows, but do you have any more to share?
Yeah, I really like Cobra Kai. I like Cobra Kai because there's this one character named Miguel. Miguel gets trained by Johnny Lawrence, and he's the main character in Cobra Kai. I think Miguel is a very good leader because he trains and leads his whole entire karate dojo.
I think this because he won the tournament for season 2 and beat Robbie Keane. Enough about books, movies, and shows. Do you have any favorite plays?
I actually do. I really like Shrek.
Why do you like Shrek?
I really like it because some animals took over Shrek the Ogre's swamp, and Shrek was a really good leader and kind of got his way of getting it back, and I really like that because Shrek worked so hard and he was really unpopular, and then he turned popular because he was a really good leader.
That's really nice.
We hope you enjoyed the episode. Triple P out.